Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome back to Two Dudes Watch Cartoons, the podcast where two dudes, that is us, watch cartoons. My name is Evan.
And my name is Alex, and we've got an exciting one coming to you live from the... That's right. Okay. Evan, I don't think we've ever done anything like this. I don't even know what to categorize this. We're doing a whole thing. We're doing a whole thing. We're doing a whole thing. Now you guys are caught up. We're doing a whole thing. No, we are going to... You know what? I'll tell them what we're going to be doing. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Drum roll. For the month of March, we are going to be doing Pixar March Madness. That's right. Okay. Now, the reason we're so excited about this is it is not just going to be me and Evan doing a bracket of our favorite Pixar movies and debating it.
Although you pushed for that.
Stop. I knew you were going to say that. But we've stepped it up. We stepped it up. And what we're going to be doing is we are going to be doing a fan vote round by round, the round of 16, the round of 8, the round of 4, and then the finals. And for each week in March, we're going to have the voting open for a whole week. And you are all going to decide who moves on and who the losers are in the Pixar March Madness bracket. Evan, how did we come to this idea? I don't even know.
Well, first, we were scrounging for something to cover. Post Avatar, and we had said, let's do Soul. That's getting a release in theaters. And
yeah,
it just, you know, while that is a good movie and we want to cover it at some point, we thought, like, why not create more work for ourselves? Not since the Batman episodes back in 2022 have we been this excited to create more work for ourselves.
We're so jazzed
on this podcast that we make no money on.
Okay.
We do it for love.
We do it for the love. All right. So here's what's going to be happening. Essentially, it is Pixar movie versus Pixar movie. Now, because to make it all nice and clean, we have cut some Pixar movies. Let us explain why and how we got to this decision. First and foremost, because we are doing a round of 16 or a bracket of 16, we have cut all sequels.
No sequels.
Now, I want to discuss this with you, Evan, and we can make this ruling live on air.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, Toy Story represents Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4, or does Toy Story just represent Toy Story 1 in the debate?
I think that is up to the voter.
That is up to the voter, baby! We are men of the people this month. Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to count that as all four, if Toy Story is your favorite franchise, favorite movie, you can vote for that. Cars 3, I know people are really jazzed about that. Just kidding. we will get into what the matchups in the bracket looks like here in a minute, so you will see.
Yeah, let me pull it up. You should be looking at it now.
The exciting thing about this is you, the viewers, the fans, get to vote. Your voice is the one that matters. You can go live right now to our Instagram and find a link to vote. You can find the bracket up there as well. It is at Two Dudes Watch Cartoons. All one word, Two Dudes Watch Cartoons on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We might throw it up on Twitter. We're just at Two Dudes. We're at Two Dudes there.
We'll have the link in our bio. You know,
our link
drill
is going to be in our bio. Go find it. Make sure your voice is heard. Instagram is going to be the main vehicle. We're going to announce things week by week. Every Friday in March, you are going to get a new episode of tournament updates, announcements, and what have you, who made it, who won, and we'll be talking a little bit about each movie as we go along for the month.
Yeah.
But if you want to vote, if you want to get involved in this Pixar March Madness,
you're so excited.
Go over to our Instagram. Yeah, I'm so excited. Can't even talk. Go to our Instagram at Two Dudes Watch Cartoons and feel free to join in on the voting here. So here's our bracket. Now, sequels are cut as well as There a were couple a handful of other random ones.
Other ones. Which ones didn't make the cut? One
Turning Red.
Turning Red. Good movie.
Lightyear. And The Good Dinosaur.
And The Good Dinosaur. I think of those three, you could maybe make a case for Turning Red, but I think there are better, more recent films that are that better represent the modern Pixar era. So it didn't quite make the cut. Maybe in another year or two, we'll do sequels and all. But
more films. We need more films. Yeah. And so Lightyear is a bit of a tricky one, not necessarily a sequel, kind of a sequel. The Good Dinosaur, I also think maybe was just cut because we had not seen it, if I'm being honest. Have you seen it? Yeah.
I also don't know anyone that it's ever seen it.
I apologize to all the Good Dinosaur fans out there. This will not be your Cinderella year making it to the end. We wanted to keep it nice and simple. 4 rounds, 4 weeks for the month. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's get into the... Yeah.
Alex, tell me a little bit about how this bracket is set up. Why are these matches... Why are they matched up the way they are?
All right. So, Evan and myself did a lot of data. We scoured Rotten Tomatoes, and we got all 16. We looked at the 16. Player stats. We looked at all the stats, and we did some... We seeded them based on the critic score of Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm. and I'm going to read you in order what those scores are. Take no account into this. These are, you know, we have seen bigger teams lose to smaller teams year after year. That could always happen. So vote with your heart. Don't vote based on the numbers. But here are the seeds, the top four seeds, and I'll go down the whole list. We have our number one seed, Toy Story, at a critic score on Rotten Tomatoes of 100%, which is hard to beat. Will they take it all the way here in the tournament? They very well could. Then at the two seed, we have Finding Nemo, which is at 99%, which I don't want to say I was surprised. I knew it would be high, but damn, almost 100%. Really mm-hmm. good on Finding Nemo. Really good there. In the three seed, we have Up at 98%. Now, keep in mind, these three seeds, only 2 points divide these three players here. Really crazy.
That's intense.
And actually, Inside Out, our fourth seed, is tied with Up at 98%. Mm-hmm. So these are four big hitters. That's why they're the four seeds. They are each in a different division. And then I will go down the rest of these. They're not seeded, but this is the order that they fall in on Rotten Tomatoes critic score. Incredibles, Coco, Ratatouille, Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Soul, Bug's Life, Luca, Onward, Brave, Cars, and then Elemental in last, which Elemental is the newest one on the list. But that was a little surprising to me.
I think there is a bit of a reverse recency bias where you know, obviously...
It's the nostalgia factor.
The nostalgia factor plays big for, I think, our generation, millennials. And that's when the internet was coming into its formative age. So, I think time benefits some of these older films, and that's why I'm mm-hmm. interested to see how these matchups play out. Now, did Alex have to explain to me how seeding works so I could set up this bracket? Yes, but this is an educational process for all of us. We're going to learn a lot about Pixar films, and this is why we do it.
This is why we do it. We're learning both basketball tournaments, Pixar, all the above.
Pixar, one of the most storied film franchises up there.
Yeah.
Some might say the Western equivalent to a Studio Ghibli.
I think that's really fair. Yeah. I think
it's such a breadth with the D. I don't know if you pronounce those two different. But such a deep body of work, and the quality bar is high. And to even make any concessions in this bracket of 16 was tough to get to these matchups. But I'm really excited, and I'm going to be honest in my predictions. I'm kind of rooting for some underdogs. I don't know about you.
Good.
Do you want to talk predictions?
Let's get into. So once again, just want to go over the schedule here. We are going to be doing the voting on a weekly basis. The polls open Friday morning for that round, and they are going to close next Thursday. And every Friday morning, you are going to get a new podcast. So to be clear, March 8th, March 15th, March 22nd, and March 29th, Stay tuned for results. We are dropping a podcast live in your feed. And yeah, let's get into some predictions. This is what we're here to do. I'm here to talk about these movies. Now, what's great is we have a whole month for you to watch the ones that I know you haven't watched yet.
Yeah. I definitely need to catch up on a couple of these films. Have you seen all these?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I've seen every Pixar movie except The Good Dinosaur. Once again, yeah. A formal apology to all Good Dinosaur stands out there. Okay, so we got the West and the East, if you will. And so the West starts with Toy Story, ends with Soul, and then the East is Incredibles all the way to WALL-E. So let's start in the West. It only makes sense. Evan, any interesting matchups just out of the gate that you see here in the West side?
You know, there are a couple of, obviously, Toy Story, Finding Nemo, Ratatouille, heavy hitters. But one of the matchups I'm very interested in is Coco versus A Bug's Life. Bug's Life, I think, gets that nostalgic bump. But when you look at their body of work, it's not one of the ones that oft comes up in conversation. And Coco, for me, I think is a relatively recent, more highly regarded Pixar film.
Yeah.
I have not seen Coco, by the way, but this is the impression.
Oh, you need to watch Coco. Me and Nikki actually recently watched Coco, and she cried, and she's seen it before. And so I think that's a testament. You know, Pixar movies, these have such a great sense to make you laugh, make you think, make you cry. Like you said, it is kind of like a Ghibli, an American version of Ghibli, in all honesty.
Yeah.
So Coco and Bug's Life will be interesting because, like you said, people are going to, especially millennials, they're going to say Bug's Life was old, it's better, it's got this, that, whatever. I think the movie Ants may take Bug's Life down a few here. Coco didn't have a competitor like that came out around the same time.
Yeah. And I know, I don't want to say I am biasing some of the more recent films, but because this is a fan voted process, we cannot influence the results. But I'm rooting for the underdogs here.
You think Toy Story versus Elemental is this what you're referring to?
I think they'll be overweighted. These are dynasty teams that people treat as unimpeachable. But when you go head to head, we'll have to dig deep into their rosters and see how it plays out.
Look, I don't think Elemental is going to get absolutely blown out of the water. I think they'll put up their fair share of a fight. Yeah. But I just imagine Toy Story is going to be winning this first round handily here.
Yeah. You know, we talked about Elemental, and it's one of, I think, their highest grossing films. I should probably have this.
Let's get that up here. Check the stats.
While I'm looking that up, any of the other Western conference matchups?
You know, I think a really interesting one is going to be Ratatouille versus Soul. I think Ratatouille versus Soul is going to really put into this sort of new school versus old school that we keep talking about. Soul is a beautiful, wonderful, excellent movie, but is the nostalgia factor of Ratatouille going to carry it through? I don't know. It's tough. I don't know which one's going to win there. It's a coin toss.
You know, Ratatouille, it's been a while since I've watched that one, but I also think Soul is a sleeper hit because it came out in the pandemic. Some of our listeners may not have seen it at all, and it's a phenomenal film. It's a very strong entrance, which we would have covered on its own, and maybe we still will at some point. Maybe if it wins, who knows? But there was, I don't want to out them specifically, but a friend of the pod made a pretty outlandish prediction, in my opinion, that said Ratatouille's taking it all.
Yeah.
As if that's a given. Very confidently.
Very boldly and matter-of-factly. And when I told them they were not seated, they were appalled. They were actually shocked. So we'll see if their view on it. This is what's been so fun about this, is anyone that we've told is doing this project has a different idea of what they think is going to win. And I think that's just a testament to the competition that we have here. I think we all agree on Finding Nemo and Brave. Not trying to influence the polls here at all, but that would be the upset of the century, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So we've discussed the Western. Let's move over to the Eastern. Evan, out of the gate, any interesting matchups here?
I haven't seen Inside Out.
Evan, well, this is why we have a month.
I know. We're going to get you all caught up. I got to check that one out. I have, you know, I have my gut instinct of it beating Onward. Onward is the first of their pandemic releases that didn't get a theatrical release. And honestly, it's not standing out in my mind. I don't want to sway the listeners here. You know, this is just the way I'm thinking about these movies, the way I might approach the vote. But I think both of those probably are worth, or, you know, are necessitate a watch for my own decision making. Oh, go ahead.
Now, I thought Inside Out would win this handily until doing research for the tournament.
Yeah.
I found out that Onward has the highest fan rating on Rotten Tomatoes of our 16 competitors, which was very interesting to me.
What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea what that's about.
I think that is residual Tom, or at the time, current Tom Holland, Chris Pratt. Because it is Tom Holland, right? He's the younger brother.
It is, yeah. He's the young one.
Rose-colored glasses.
Interesting. Interesting.
Not to discredit it whatsoever, but that's my theory. So that'll be an interesting one to play out.
These movies got a lot of really good voice actors looking at the board.
That's true. Inside Out has recently, actually this year, is coming out with a sequel. Inside Out 2, which will be interesting. You know, whether you want to factor in sequels is up to you.
They won't be able to judge on Inside Out 2. It does not come out till 2.
Because it's not out yet.
So, interesting matchup there. Another one that I think is going to be a real close contender is Monsters, Inc. and WALL-E. These are two teams that I think if they weren't facing each other in the first round, I think both of them make it out of the first round on their own if they're not facing each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. I think this is the most exciting matchup of,
round
of the
one.
First round. Either way it shakes out, some people are going to be heartbroken.
Yes, totally agree. However,
those are
this
two
one,
all-time movies.
Beloved. They have huge fans travel to the away games, show up, and they're going to be really bummed whichever team loses here.
Yeah. Now, the other matchup that I don't think there will be any sort of upset in the Eastern Conference, Incredibles and Luca. Both phenomenal films. One's more recent. Luca is one of the pandemic straight-to-streaming releases.
We love Luca.
Soft spot in my heart. It's a phenomenal film. But is it good enough? Honestly, of the more recent films that are in this bracket, I would say it's my favorite. Is it enough to topple The Incredibles, directed by Brad Bird, released in 2010, I believe? Just such a great film.
The Incredibles is one that I am shocked didn't get a seating for this tournament. Now, they just barely lost out to the 298 teams at an impressive 97 score.
I just need to correct myself. Incredibles came out in 2004, not 2010. I just loved it from 2004 till 2010 when I graduated high school.
Evan was watching it very regularly from that time period. Luca is the one I would want to pull an upset here. Like, I would be very happy for it. I just don't know. They have the steam behind it, the pandemic release, the recency. I do wonder if it's just us that loves it so much. And, you know, The Incredibles, losing them round one would be a travesty to people's brackets.
Absolutely.
Here.
Any way you shake it, any of these losses, save for maybe Cars, is going to be
so what I was going to say about our last matchup here is I do think Up has this one in the bag, but I think there's going to be some fans that are upset about losing Cars round one.
Exactly. And this is why this is a fan vote, because if whether you look at audience or critic reception or box office take, the box office take really changes up the order and the seating. And so we're going to leave it up to you how you want to decide what advances. But there's a lot of things you can consider when looking at these matchups.
No, I totally agree. We've made kind of general predictions for these round ones here. Do you have a team you think is winning it all?
Yeah.
What is it? Let's hear it.
It's Monsters, Inc.
Wow. Monsters, Inc. has the hardest first round match out of all 16 teams. Mm-hmm. And you think they're going to pull it out here. So, I love the confidence. I'll be honest, I really do.
And let me state my case. Obviously, the team at the top of everyone's mind to win it all is Toy Story.
Kicked off the whole,
off this entire studio's
success.
Legendary run and all their accolades and success. But I think if you look at the individual movie, is Toy Story great? Yes. Monsters, Inc. was part of that initial home run.
Okay.
And, you know,
love this take.
As much as it's, you got to do a little bit of separating the art from the executives. The Lasseter run was phenomenal.
It was legendary. Yeah, it was legendary. You can't argue the results.
You cannot argue the results. And I think Monsters, Inc. is perhaps the pinnacle of the Lasseter run.
Wow. Okay. I love it. I love it. Mike Wazowski.
It's got the heart. It's got the comedy.
It's got heart. The sci-fi. The twists, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. John Goodman, Sully. All right. I see the vision.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm going to go with a safe pick. Mm-hmm. Someone that I think is showing up 9 times out of 10 for every game that they play. Finding Nemo, I just see such an easy path for them to the end and such an easy path to win. They, every time you watch them, consistently hilarious. I think of comedy, Finding Nemo is probably at the top. It's so quotable, it's memeable. Like the whole short-term memory loss with Dory became like such an inside joke. Escape, like people say that to this day. I think it's ingrained in people, and I just don't think anyone's going to ever want to vote against Finding Nemo.
Absolutely. Just keep swimming. It's just going to keep swimming. In your bracket, probably to the finals. Came out May 30th, 2003. It's over 20 years old now.
It's crazy.
But and this is, I don't think it'll have trouble in the first round. Apologies, Brave. But I think Finding Nemo is one of the ones that comes up less in modern discussions. I think it's not,
and it's a mistake.
I agree, complete mistake. it's a great film. I for a time my sister would watch it every day, and we had a Chinese translation, so I know that movie in Chinese really
my
well.
My sister went through an Incredibles phase, so I can like name every, I can like say every line in that movie. I know it inside and out. Inside out.
Incredibles, the first Hollywood superhero team-up movie?
Wow.
I guess you have X-Men a couple of years ahead of
it. It's a little different, though. I get what you're going for. Probably Fantastic Four also a couple years before that.
Maybe. Yeah, right. Well, whatever.
The Incredibles, though, to me, shows, how do you say it, the diversity of Pixar. You know what I mean? Like, They made a superhero film, and they did it really damn well.
It was the first to be a departure from their formula of taking sort of inanimate or non-human. It was their first all-human character cast.
Interesting. Yeah, really feels well like it doesn't fit in with the early days, but in a good way.
Yeah, and I think it allowed them, it showed them that it could work, and it's obviously been very successful for them. Directed by Brad Bird, who directed Iron Giant, another animated classic all time.
Another classic.
One of the greats. Now, I don't want to be dismissive of our friend of the pod's prediction. Ratatouille, great reception.
I'm calling him out. It was Brendan. He was very confident Ratatouille's going to win it all.
Here's one tally I'll put it in his favor. Is its memeability currently?
Oh, and there was a musical.
Yeah, a musical
that people do love.
I feel like on Twitter or on TikTok, I see some variation. There was Raccoonie in Everything Everywhere All at Once. There's variations of the joke of someone being puppeted.
A guy on Instagram by a rodent, pretending to puppet someone.
So in that way, it has one of the widest, far-reaching legacies of any of these films.
Patton Oswalt. Stars in Ratatouille. Really interesting.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith classically favors Ratatouille over Stupid Little.
Yeah, but that's an easy pick. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. We got a lot of really big teams here. Like I said, we're going to lose some good ones in the first round here, but this next round of eight is going to, you know, divide the greats from the goods.
And, if, you know, we say we're going to lose some great ones, and it is all preventable if you, the listener, go to at Two Dudes Watch Cartoons, hit the link in our bio, and cast your votes in this initial round. You decide the outcome. Your favorite Pixar film's fate is in your hands.
Yes, well said. I couldn't have said it any better myself. If you want to see a movie move on, go vote.
Go vote.
At
go campaign.
Two Dudes. Go campaign. At Two Dudes Watch Cartoons on Instagram. You can check our link in bio. You could probably check our most recent, we're going to post about this in our story. I'm going to try to post about it in our stories as much as possible. That way people always have a place to vote. That way, you know, we want to hear from you. We want to know what the people have decided. What is going to win Pixar March Madness? We could have some upsets. If someone campaigns hard enough for their favorite movie, I definitely think we could have some upsets.
Yeah, we want you to vote, obviously, cast your votes in the bracket. But if you have thoughts, you can even take it beyond the comments section of our page. Post to your stories, hashtag on Twitter, Pixar March Madness.
That's right.
And we'll see it. We'll keep an eye out. And we'll be looking at the listener responses.
We want to hear what you have to say. This is what this month is all about. The fans decide. It's like the Kids' Choice Award, except you guys aren't kids.
We are at heart.
Yeah, we're all kids at heart. The Kids at Heart Choice Award.
This is the kickoff of
go
Pixar
vote.
March Madness.
If you're
Madness,
listening to this, you can vote right now.
Pixar March Madness is officially open round one.
You only have a week, and we're going to drop a new episode with results and moving on to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
I truly have not been this excited about the pod since the Batman episode.
Not you outing yourself. I have fun every single day with you.
Yeah, no,
Evan.
It's fun, but no,
this is a good departure from the norm.
Our normal coverage,
It'll be good. We could talk about a lot of movies all at once and our favorite parts of each.
I'm excited to watch some of these films for the first time. I'm excited to rewatch a couple of these films this month, and I'm excited to see what you guys think. But because
me too,
as we've discovered, just generally beyond Pixar films, beyond animated films, Alex and I often disagree on films, and we're often at odds with the popular consensus.
We've learned the hard way. Yeah. So this will be a good experiment for us all. We'll all get to see if our tastes are, you know, accurate.
Go vote. Link is in our bio. Go
make sure your voice
vote.
Is heard. Share with friends and family. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. We want to hear what they think too.
Text
even if they're not listening.
DM us.
We want to know what the general public is thinking.
That'll do it for this episode of Two Dudes Watch Cartoons, the Pixar March Madness kickoff.
The home of Pixar March
the
Madness.
The home of Pixar March Madness 2024.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
We'll see you next Friday. Voting is open at Friday morning and midnight. Or Friday, whatever. You know what I mean.